Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendily Rodakowski.
Okay.
It's what's on people's minds.
Are they dating? Are they not?
It's all I can think about, Miles. You are Miles. I am Jack.
Oh,
These are the things that are trending on this Tuesday, December 6th. So, Emily Rodakowski, so she has a history of dating people who, like, these are iconic levels of what's she doing with him, like type matchups, and that seems to be like the thing that people write about, to the point that I am starting to suspect it is a social media strategy, like to get her SEO up. She knows that like this is a story that people like to write, and so she dates people that will make people, and they might be very lovely people, but just like at first glance they don't look like lovely people. And so she does that. Everyone's like, whoa, what's happening? And now she's moved on to the ultimate, the icon of what's she doing with him.
Pete right.
Davidson. Like that's yeah. That's how he entered into the zeitgeist, is being a what's she doing with him.
What was the first one? Kate Beckinsale?
Was it?
Kate Beckinsale, I felt like, was one of the early ones. We're like, yo, what the fuck?
Like, wasn't it Ariana Grande?
Oh, was yeah. It? Who's first? See, that's what we need, is the Pete Davidson timeline, too.
Yeah, yeah. Because this is like the ultimate match.
Both. Yeah, right.
Super producer Brian says it's both
yeah.
at the same time.
I mean, I think she's, you know, she's, I don't know. This one dude that she was dating, I was really caught off guard when I looked at this dating history. What's his name? Yeah, yeah. Andrew Dryden.
Andrew Dryden is something.
Yo, he's definitely has the most out there swag of anyone she's been with. Because this guy is wearing like metallic parachute pants with polka dot socks and like the deepest.
In 2014, before all the rest of us were wearing that.
Metallic, yes, exactly. Before we were all wearing harem pants.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got the deep V, go deeper than Mariana's Trench. I don't know. I just want to know if they're dating. Cool.
Yeah.
And also, is his game literally just to be so funny? Probably, right? That has mm-hmm. to be it. That's just the bottom line.
And to be dating women out of his league so that the other women are like, man, there must be something.
There's no league, man. There. There's no league. I think that's what Pete Davidson is going to force us to really have a reckoning with, is this idea that there are like leagues, right? Because clearly, I think his league is, it's like energetic. He's attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
He's attractive.
No, I know. Hey, man. I'm saying, what's he doing with her? He's
He should be with me.
That's right.
We could be doing laugh 'em ups all day.
P.S. Pete, we should be together too.
Pete, come on the show, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just three hot guys with real funny energy, you know?
So Emily Ratajkowski is from, I know her from Gone Girl, but I think she's like pretty internet famous. She plays Ben Affleck's mistress in Gone Girl.
Afflexes.
All right, let's talk about Mitch McConnell. This is one of my favorite videos the news has ever produced.
Yeah, we see this a lot. This is not the first time people have ghosted the handshake for Mitch McConnell, but Congress was giving gold medals to the Capitol Police for their actions on January 6th. And notably, all the recipients refused to shake hands with Republicans. So you had like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and then you had Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. These police officers or like parents of the officers, some who like passed away, would receive their like award and then go down a procession of handshakes. Like first they shake Nancy Pelosi's hand, shake Chuck Schumer's hand. They get to fucking Mitch McConnell. They like snatch their own hand back so quick.
Yep.
And there's this video clip of an officer like shaking Chuck Schumer's hand. Guess McConnell pulls his hand back and you can already hear, "Hello, darkness, my old friend."
Yeah.
Just pushing. And Mitch McConnell's just like, "Oh, yeah, that was an L." Looks at Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is staring at him, just being like,
"He's like, you saw
what
that,
happened,
right?
Mitch? That was weird, huh?
Wait, did you do something? How come they're not fucking with you?" Like, what could have happened? Yeah, it's just interesting. There's ones where he's putting his hand out, like, "Please shake my hand." And people are just like, mm-mm. Like, they acted as if he was holding, like, a fucking cat turd or something.
Right. Just politely ignoring
also, like,
existence.
How the fuck do you even allow them to be there?
Right.
Like, these people have no interest in, like, if anything, they believe the opposite of what happened that day, at least publicly.
Right.
So why fucking go and act like you're, like, you also want to hand out a medal when, like...
Yeah, that's the gall of them to show up.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
So... Whatever. L's all around. L's abound.
Yeah, as Superproducer Brian put it, he's taking some jingle L's all the way.
Wow.
Right there. Yeah, you described it aptly as they turned him into the otter with the guitar. Like
that just, meme. Yeah. I don't know if people know that visual, but there's a very...
Oh, they must.
Yeah.
If you don't, you simply must go
just
Google.
Search otter with guitar, and it's like, he looks like he's like, oh, but again... That's what you're about, and
hello,
you know that's what the position comes with, Mitch.
Mm.
But it'll be funny to see what happens. I think I'm really curious to see what happens after the election tomorrow, and like how things end up folding, because like the knives are going to come out once the special election is done, and I'm curious to see where McConnell goes with this, because he clearly doesn't want Trump in there, but he's not clearly doesn't have a good strategy about it. So we'll see what he's thinking tomorrow.
Call it a glass onion, because those knives are going to be out. Too.
There he is. He's back.
Thank you. Dunk swish from long range. A dunk swish from long range. I'll tell you what's not in the zeitgeist, and that is the Iran strike. As of 2 hours ago, more than 80% of Iran was on a complete strike. So that was, I mean, like 8 hours ago. But that is not on the front page of the New York Times. They do have this story from 7 minutes ago. If there is a male malaise with work, could one answer be at sea? And it's like telling people who are tired of their job to go join the like seafaring industry, basically, because tugboats are like having staffing shortages.
Okay.
So that's cool. So they're on that. But when you Google Iran strike, all the top stories are from The Guardian, Reuters, The Guardian again. So it seems like it's mostly a US
NBC
media
News
blackout.
Posted something yesterday. And it just says they just have some strikes over this. I don't know how much it's funny how so much of it just leaves out the concept of worker power.
Yes.
Like say when they do this, through this collective action, it feels like anything could be possible. They're like, we'll see what happens. I mean, the regime has said nothing's going on. Don't get any ideas. But
we do get ideas. Stomp them down.
But
I wanna
see
you try.
It's wild. It's wild out there.
It is.
Yeah, bless the, I mean, these people are facing all kinds of violence, and I hope on some level this can render a better life. But I mean, yeah, it seems like with a lot of the regimes we're seeing around the world that are experiencing this, there doesn't seem to be any appetite for change.
All right. AV Club put out their list of the 30 best holiday movies of all time. And yes, my favorite, Love Actually, made the list.
No, it didn't. They put that on there?
They put it at 25th best holiday movie. What the fuck? I think a lot of people probably would be like, what? That's number one. Their top three, I think, are all the old classics.
It's A Wonderful Life, A Christmas Carol from 1951, A Miracle on 34th Street from 1947.
Yeah.
Where's a Muppets Christmas Carol? Oh, number 21. Okay.
Yeah.
Bad Santa at 19?
Yeah.
Man, that shit should be higher.
I agree. They've
fuck out of here.
Gremlins at number 6, which is a cheerful holiday classic where you learn about somebody trying to be Santa Claus. So
what's white?
So you
Christmas?
Have the idea of Santa Claus debunked, and also introduces kids to the magic of dead parents. But it, I don't know. This is a fun list. You know?
I don't like it.
I
got real opinions about Christmas movies, and they're all regressive and backwards, and they're not consistent. So I don't like seeing people put thought into this. Cause I'm like, White Christmas? Never heard of it. Who's Bang Crosby?
What's up, Bang? You know, they don't even list my favorite, which is Die Hard, cause I'm twisted.
Woo!
That's right.
Did they put the Die Hard Netflix film? Was that one where, you know, the one that came out from last year, the rom-com, where like the central thing was about debating whether or not it was Die Hard Christmas movie?
What?
Yeah.
That's a thing. Home Alone, number 8. Okay. Nightmare Before Christmas, which I just showed to my kids. I had to like feed it to them by being like, well, you know, the director of Mitchell's vs. the Machines favorite movie is A Nightmare Before Christmas. So
and
you
like,
should.
What's a director?
they were unimpressed and immediately were like, this is boring.
Yeah.
Like it's 70 minutes of pure animated glory, but they weren't feeling it. So
and you believe it is a Christmas film?
A Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean it climaxes with Christmas and Christmas being ruined. It has the same plot as basically How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Right. Okay.
So
okay.
Which comes in at number 14, the 1966 version. All I'm saying is don't sleep on the Illumination version. I think the Illumination version starring Benedict Cumberbatch is pretty good. Klaus, animated classic from fairly recently, is also pretty good. And that came in at number 18. I recommend it.
It's just hard because, you know, like, the visuals are Christmas and it's around Christmas, but they're all like, this is Halloween. And I'm like, yeah, all right, it's Halloween.
Halloween.
Fucking well, why with shouldn't Halloween?
Why shouldn't a Halloween movie also be considered a holiday movie? That's the greatest
fine.
Holiday.
I guess for me, I think you know what it is? Has nothing to do with me believing it's a Christmas movie or not. It just never really resonated with me. I think that's why I'm like, is it a Christmas movie? Meanwhile, I'm like, man, this terrible Hallmark movie with all the racist shit in it, A1.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And MTG.
I want my MTG. Marjorie Taylor Gangrene. I think she's getting divorced and her husband's trying to be like, yo, you can't even use green no more.
Oh,
I think
no.
I think she's already taking a personal life L in a divorce because I think her husband runs the company her father started. Like when they were married, he's like, and your husband can run this company now. But that's beside the point because the stories that are being written about are how, like, the far right, who Marjorie Taylor Greene seemed to be real buddy-buddy with, are now on the offensive, like Nick Fuentes and Laura Loomer calling her a slave to the Democrats because she called Nick Fuentes a racist?
What?
I'm like, ma'am, have you looked in a mirror? What do you know about racism? I mean, aside from what do you know about it because you are racist?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You okay? That's a swing. That's a swing. Yeah. But wow, yeah, they're taking shots at each other right now.
I'm sure they're very forgiving of one another. I feel like the racist people are always like, Trump's done it this time.
And well, like, the thing is too, Laura Loomer and Nick Fuentes are falling out too. It's just when all these people are so focused on like these terrible goals and their egos are in charge, they're not going to get anything substantive done. They just create a lot of chaos. But I don't know. I mean, like right now, like watching Nick Fuentes going around with Kanye West and you're just like, man, this dude is like basically being like, look at my racist Teddy Ruxpin. I can get him to say all kinds of stuff out loud.
Sounds like this Fuentes guy is the problem. Sounds like he's the Luka Doncic of racists. He's just taking up all the oxygen in the room and everyone's like mad and he's not sharing the spotlight.
Let me get the ball. Let me get the
he's
ball.
He's doing all the racism and they're yeah. like, leave some racism for me.
For the kids. But yeah, it's such a
talented
mess
kid.
Over there.
Talented kid. 75 hats is trending. Yep.
I wish that was the name of like a new Dinesh D'Souza misinformation documentary on the backs of 2,000 mules. But
I thought it was the name of those big hats that everyone's wearing. The big fitteds. Have you seen those?
What?
The giant fitteds that people are wearing.
What do you mean? What's that? How am I out of touch with fitted culture? Giant fitted hat?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like a new era, but like just gigantic on your dome?
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to.
Where are you seeing this? Tell me now.
I forget where I saw it. That's the damn thing.
I mean, you mean cracked.com? Gigantic hats are the future of fashion, apparently. Well, you weren't there when this was written, but I don't know.
Okay.
I've also seen a woman in a gigantic 76ers hat. There's a lot of stuff that's swirling around you, Jack. There's, I mean, like, this person comes with a cracked article, then the next
look,
image
I'm
I see.
Look, I'm trying to make a thing happen,
Jack,
and you're not
angle,
helping
man.
Me right now. I thought it would have crossed your radar.
Jack, find a new angle. Those hats are gigantic.
No, it's a normal hat. Find a new angle.
It's about Harrison Ford. Apparently tested out, quote, approximately 75 hats to find the right look for his character in the upcoming 1923 Yellowstone, whatever, spinoff. I guess because a showrunner was basically being like, it's got to be the right hat. It's all about the hat. And the costume designer's like, we made so many hats for him. We couldn't.
This guy's got a history with hats. You should have something to build from, you know?
Harrison Ford.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah. But
he wore a hat, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But is that the character that whatever he's playing, I mean, yeah, does a lot. This hat better be fucking.
Oh man,
next
I can't
fucking
wait to see this
level.
Dang hat, man. It's gonna
to the
blow
point
out
where
all of our minds.
Which you can kind of think of like what that pre-production process is, where they're trying to be like, okay, for Harrison's character, we need the right hat, and they're like, no, not that one, not that one, and it's gonna probably be like a hat that is not unique at all. But you're
right,
like, is it just that the brim tilt in a specific point was?
Yeah,
thing? I don't know.
Well, he's had like so much success with Yellowstone, and he's just has all like whatever he wants. And I love that he's spending it on making like 75 hats to make sure they land on the one.
Have you seen the ads for that Kevin Costner like Yellowstone documentary? They play commercials like on Fox for it, like on Fox Nation streaming service that only like losers get. And it's like playing like Creedence Clearwater. And he's like, I want to see what the pioneers saw in Yellowstone. And it's like the most like.
It is Kevin Costner.
Yes. Himself? And it's him exploring Yellowstone. He's like, I want to see the land through their eyes. Like what? So you kick people off of it?
Right.
Fuck you
talking about? Explorers. Wow. Yeah.
I want to see it through the pioneers' eyes. Ugh, boy.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like all him like wandering through and like. Looking through a fucking like telephoto binocular, like at an eagle eating a fucking fish out of a lake. And he's like, oh, shit.
Damn. Cool. Yeah. I mean, his politics and the politics of Yellowstone are wild, problematic.
Super cool.
Kirstie Alley, trending, RIP.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know she was, I mean, she was privately battling colon cancer, it turned out.
I did not know either.
And she passed away at 71. And, you know, in her later in life, she was, you know, very enthusiastic Trump supporter, talked a lot about like vaccines. She's like, yo, until the vaccine can prevent me from getting sick and everyone I know from actually getting COVID, not whatever you're talking about, like preventing serious illness or whatever, I'm not taking it. It's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And since she passed away, a lot of the QAnon people are now like their new conspiracy theory du jour is that she was murked by the feds for speaking out about vaccines. Someone said, smells fishy. She'd been asking a lot of questions about official narratives. Funny thing, these fast-acting cancers and celebs that don't fall in line. I'm like, who else is that?
These fast-acting cancers and celebs that
then
don't fall in line.
The other thing was like, she was 71 when she died. The number 17. Okay, flip that around. The 17th letter, Q.
Wow. Oh, and you don't believe that, Miles? Wow.
I don't look, Jack.
Wow.
We are
naive.
We are witty and nimble minded enough that we could take anything and probably convince somebody that it's about that.
That's,
you know what I mean?
But I mean, this is pretty clear cut. They waited till she was 71. You think that's by accident? I mean, it's a fast acting cancer for a celeb that doesn't fall in line. Like,
yeah.
This is how they operate.
Well, they said Coolio and Anne Heche may have been wrapped up in that too. There's all kind, dude, it's fucking wild. You know, these are the same people that are waiting for JFK Jr. to come back and shit. So
waiting. He's back. He's back. Did you not see the concert?
I saw him at the Charlie Puth concert.
Did you not listen to the mixtape I made you?
No. Oh, speaking of which, did you see that whole thing about like there's all this pressure for the Biden administration to release more like JFK stuff?
Yeah, there's some JFK stuff coming.
And like, what was it like about Oswald was like in a, on a, like a CIA?
He had some something CIA ties.
Like that's operation for damn sure. That he was involved in prior to whatever. I mean, let's see it all, folks. Come on out.
Yeah, I would not surprise me.
No, I thought you'd be excited about that.
I am. I'm just sitting back and saying, see,
show that to your kids.
Yeah.
You guys, I tell you about this all the time.
I'm going to wait until they're 7 and 5 to show them the Zapruder film. But
that's... I mean, I learned about JFK when the Oliver Stone film came out.
I learned about it from the Seinfeld episode about the Oliver Stone film.
Right. Okay. That was 91.
Keith Hernandez.
I remember watching that double cassette at my grandpa's house.
Yeah, no, I did too. Yeah.
And I was like 8.
Yeah.
Which was wild too. And they're talking about like his head blowing off. And I'm like, whoa, that shit is wild.
Yeah. Well, it's like if you haven't watched the unedited footage of it, and you see it in the movie, they really, really show you the gruesome details. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.